Good afternoon. Today is obviously one of the most difficult days in the history of the city and the country. The tragedy that we're all undergoing right now is something that we've had nightmares about, but probably thought wouldn't happen. My heart goes out to all of the innocent victims of this horrible and vicious act of terrorism, acts of terrorism. And our focus now has to be on saving as many lives as possible. We have hundreds of police officers and firefighters who are engaging in rescue efforts in Lower Manhattan. I want to thank Governor Pataki for the incredible cooperation and coordination, and including deploying the National Guard that will be available to relieve our police officers and firefighters and emergency workers in the next couple of hours. The governor and I just spoke to the President of the United States. The coordination with the federal government from the time of the first attack has been excellent. Everything is safe right now in the city, and the people who are doing the relief effort need all the help they can get. And then, Governor, thank you very much for your assistance and your help and your support. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor, for your leadership through this crisis. This is a vicious attack upon New York. It's an attack upon America. It's an attack upon the whole concept of freedom and our way of life. And we cannot let these attacks succeed. The first step has to be to make sure we do everything in our power to protect the people and to save the lives of those whose lives are still at risk and to help those who have been injured. And I want to commend the mayor, and I want to thank my colleagues from Connecticut, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and the federal government have all offered and made ready support to help us deal with this ongoing crisis. The people of New York are not only the freest and most diverse people in the world, we're also, I believe, the most capable of rising to meet the challenges of this type of attack. And right now, we want New Yorkers to remain calm, to go about their business, to appreciate the fact that everything to provide for their safety is being done, to appreciate that everything that can be done to provide for the health and the needs of the people who are still at risk is being done, and that we will continue to work to make sure that we get through this as strongly and quickly as possible. I want to thank the federal administration. Secretary Thompson has been on the phone with me a number of times, as well as the president, for what they are offering and prepared to do. And we're just confident that, while this is a horrible attack and one that is despicable and really unthinkable in its magnitude, we will get through this and we will continue to have a great and free country, state, and society.
Do we know the number of casualties at this point, sir?
I don't think we really want to speculate about that. The number of casualties will be more than any of us can bear, ultimately. And I don't think we want to speculate on the number of casualties. The effort now has to be to save as many people as possible.
I don't think
we will know the answer to that until sometime tomorrow or the next day.
Were there large numbers of firefighters?
There are a large number of firefighters and police officers who are in harm's way, and we don't know how many we've lost. But there's no doubt we've lost some firefighters and police officers.
Do you know anything about the cause of the explosions that brought the two buildings down yet? Was it caused by the flames or by something else?
We believe that it was caused by the after effects of the planes hitting the buildings.
What was your experience down there?
Also, blood donations. We have several sites for blood donations. 153 East 53rd Street, 66 in Amsterdam, which is the Red Cross, and 310 East 67th Street. If people want to do something and they can donate blood, that's going to help not just today, but tomorrow and the next day. This relief effort is going to take some time.
Mr. Mayor, you were one of the first people down there. Can you describe the scene in your own words, what you saw down there?
I don't know that I'm really able to describe it. It was the most horrific scene I've ever seen in my whole life. We saw the World Trade Center in flames, a big gaping hole all the way on the top of it. We could see people jumping from the top of the building. And then we went into Barclay Street, 75 Barclay Street, I think it was, and we were there when the building collapsed, and it collapsed in part on 75 Barclay Street. So we were trapped in the building for maybe 10 or 15 minutes, trying to get out different exits.
We finally went through a basement and came out 100 Park Place.
Did you ever fear for your own safety, sir?
Sure, yeah.
What went through your mind?
I don't think anything went through my mind other than making sure that we all remained calm and found an exit and just tried to figure out the most intelligent thing to do. Probably the same thing that went through the minds of 10,000 other New Yorkers who I could see on the streets, and I really have to commend them. If you really want to know what New Yorkers are all about, you just watch the way in which they handled themselves. They didn't panic. They moved deliberately. They moved swiftly. But they didn't hurt each other. They helped each other. I mean, these are just the most wonderful people in the world.
Do you know anything about the composition of that dust that Flight this moment had? Is there any asbestos or any hazardous material in that dust?
I don't know. I don't know the answer.
Mr. Mayor,
I've
heard reports of gas explosion related to this. Was a gas leak or possible?
We don't believe it. We don't believe that's the case.
Mr. Mayor, can you tell us anything about where the planes come from, where the aircraft came from?
Bill Diamond reminds me that we've turned off the gas in the city buildings, just to be certain.
Can you tell us
as a precaution
where these aircraft came from? There was a report that may have been hijacked in Boston.
I think we should leave that up to the federal government to. Yes, we do have some information, but I think we should leave that up to the federal government to release that information. Our focus is on the relief efforts. And the subways are functioning in 4 of the 5 boroughs. And can we get an update, Joe, on how the subway is doing in Manhattan?
All the lettered lines are working.
And in Manhattan?
In Manhattan, where's all the lettered lines?
All the lettered lines are working, including in Manhattan. And throughout the rest of the city, public transportation is normal. So the children should be able to return from school in the normal fashion. And if any children don't have parents to pick them up, then we'll hold them, let the parents know, and then the parents can come and pick them up.
Mr. Mayor, you mentioned you were on Barclay Street. What's the radius of damage that's been affected? How many other side streets around the world?
I don't think we know yet. The whole area of Lower Manhattan has been very much affected by it.
How many police and fire are involved? Like, how many all NYPD off-duty officers, have they come in? Or like
all NYPD and FDNY offices are on duty now, and we're going to need all of them. And again, thanks to the governor and the way in which the state reacted, we will have 1,600 National Guard to relieve them over a period of time so we can get some relief for them.
If anybody's looking for someone that may have been in the World Trade Center or in and around that area, what should they do?
We're going to give you numbers so that we can try to help coordinate that. Individual businesses have already done that, but we will, as soon as we can find some time from the relief efforts, give you a number in which people can call, and then we can direct them to the right place.
But the National Guard,
any lawlessness?
Mayor? There have been no reports of lawlessness, no reports of looting. As I said, we saw a lot of people that were part of the escape effort. And they seem to be conducting themselves in a very, very sensible way, a very deliberate way. They seem to be helping each other. So I don't think we have any reports like that at all.
So the only National Guard we'll see will be in Lower Manhattan in the bomb site area. They won't be patrolling the rest of Manhattan.
No, the purpose of it is to help with the relief effort. We're gonna need the help of the state, surrounding areas with heavy duty equipment.
The National Guard troops, some have arrived already, and we expect to have close to 2,000 between the National Guard and the state police by later this evening.
Mayor,
Bridges, I think everything is closed for now. And then maybe in about an hour or two, we can give you an update on what the plan will be for tomorrow.
We saw a lot of lightly injured people walking out of the area because obviously the emergency services were needed for very serious injuries. People come with us. Some people had difficulty breathing. Is there any health advice to give to people who were caught in this thing who are not necessarily at risk of losing their life?
Obviously, if you feel ill or you feel that you've been affected by it, you should go to a hospital and get checked out. But if it's just discomfort that you feel, then you can do basically what we did, was to wash our faces off and get rid of the clothes and get to an area where you can breathe in fresh air.
How many people were in the World Trade Center at the time of this attack?
I mean, it was business had already started. It was
so
right before 9 o'clock. I don't know.
Tens of thousands.
Yes. Approximately. Someone just gave me a number of approximately 10,000, but that's a guess.
How long will the city remain on a heightened state of alert?
Until we're told not to. I mean, until the FBI and the police department and the federal government tells us that we shouldn't. Right now, the city is on should be on a state of alert. Now, that instead of frightening people, that should make people feel more confident that everything is being done to keep things secure. And again, let me emphasize that the reason for the National Guard, because I heard the question before, is to help with the relief effort, not because there's any fear of any other problems in the city right now.
How is the Board of Fire
Tell us about the other public buildings, City Hall, Mount Police Plaza. When will the chief say we need to return?
I don't know yet. Hopefully soon, but I don't know the answer to that.
And we heard reports that Mount Police Plaza was evacuated. Was that true?
No. The command center is open.
And it was never.
We have people in the command center right now.
There is no question that we lost police officers and firefighters, and some that I know personally, and all of us here know personally, that we're very worried about. And we're not going to know the answer to that until much later. And maybe we should just close now and give you a briefing later. And I would just ask everyone, I talked to Cardinal Egan before because he's at St. Vincent's Hospital. Everybody should in their own way say a prayer and ask God for help and for assistance, and also ask God to give us the strength to overcome this, because I know we're going to need strength to overcome it. And I want the people of New York to be an example to the rest of the country and the rest of the world that terrorism can't stop us. American democracy is much stronger than vicious, cowardly terrorists, and we're going to overcome this.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Well done, Mayor.